I stopped in the CVS on the way here tonight.
Did you see any shorts or pants left over from Jeremy's recent visit?
I did not.
Now, to be fair, that was in Florida, so I doubt you went to the CVS.
I naturally assume that you take your pants off at every CVS parking lot.
No, just Royal Farms.
So I picked up a couple items for the baby, and I get to the front counter. And the guy, instead of ringing you up and going, your total is 22, whatever, he walks me through each step of the transaction. He's like, you can now put your card in. And then after that, you'll see a red button. You can hit red for that. He walked me through the entire thing. I'm like, I wanted to say, like, hey, I'm not a senior citizen. I've done this before.
You should have gotten all the way to end and go, do you take checks?
Have no fear, an all-new Radio for Winners is here. That's right, you're listening to the all-new Radio for Winners. And now, here they are, three guys who need each other more than they need you. Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Tony, Jeremy, and Don with you again, broadcasting live, recorded, however the hell you want to think that we're broadcasting. That is what we are actually physically doing. Guys, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. As a fun fact for the listeners at home, Don actually had written that introduction out, and it still sounded like that.
I did not. I honestly don't like to do the opener. I don't like to do that.
Well, let's put it back to our 27 listeners. Do they want Donnie, Blue Balls, doing the opening, or they want...
wow.
That's they worse want than the Red Crow, to be honest. Your new nickname, not a good one.
I don't like that one at all.
The Red Crow. Do they want old Donnie doing the intro, or they want me?
I don't know. This is why... By the way, this is why I totally do not like...
when I drink beer?
Well, that is definitely one. This is why I don't like when you guys have access to the social media accounts, because then, like, I'm at work, and then I walk out, like, on a break, and I happen to check my phone, and it says, you have 75 Facebook likes. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I realize that you have put together an Ask Don.
Well, it's time. It's been several months before our break, even, since we did an Ask Don segment. So now it's time again to answer the questions our listeners want to know.
This is really early in the show.
It's super early in the show. We only have two segments. We're going to call it 5 minutes in. Hope everyone is ready for that. Here are some questions from our listeners direct to Donnie Blueballs.
Don't like that.
Don, what are your thoughts on pro wrestling?
It's very real.
Oh, so that was the next question. Is it real or fake? You're answering real. Would you rather fart really loud smelly farts when someone says Don, or when someone says Don, audibly orgasm? And we're talking loudly grunting, drawn out groaning, as well as the mess you'd have to create.
Absolutely that one.
You'd rather have the loud Donnie Blue Ball. Yeah. Oh, then he leaves. Yeah. That's the end of it. Question. Actually, many people sent this one, but I'm going to just pick the first time someone asked, do you know how to read?
Clearly. Clearly we know the answer to that.
Would you rather fight 5 Donald Trumps or 1 Joe Biden?
5 Donald Trumps.
Does anyone still listen to the show?
No.
Are we great again yet?
No.
I don't know if you met the show or not, but it was a good question.
Either way.
What progress are we on for Sewer Hogan getting his own show?
We are currently in negotiations. There are some current hangups. We're waiting for the Senate to pass.
What that mouth do?
You tell me.
Nice. Would you rather have a 100-pound testicle to lug around or 100 small testicles? Now, I think that actually takes... You have to think about what it would look like in the answer.
I think there's a good shot to get a zipper.
I'm going with 100 little tiny testicles.
Oh, that would look bizarre. Like one of those now, bugs that has all the eggs on their back.
Now that the music from Tic-Tac-Toe is over, does we have to start it over again? Or is it is Ask Don done?
No, we can ask a few more. There are many, many more amazing questions we have to answer. Is taking a 4-month break an effective way to increase listenership for your podcast?
I think so.
I would disagree.
This isn't Ask Jeremy, it's Ask Don.
When you... When you've eaten, do you lick your fingers clean?
It does.
Depends on what I eat.
Would you continue that even though you have dick fingers? Followed by a picture of dick fingers. It's gonna be hard to show.
Can I see it?
Yeah, it looks like the fingers that look like dicks.
Oh my God, what the?
That is the image we'll use for this episode. Dick fingers. I don't even think that's a Photoshop. I think that's just some kind of freaky
God,
disease.
God, that is incredible.
Hey, do you think O'Malley would have won?
No.
Mary fuck kill Tony, Jeremy, Sewer Hogan.
I am fucking Sewer Hogan.
Oh, of course you would.
I'm killing you and Mary and Tony.
That's probably the best possible answer to that. Well done. Have you ever scratched your nether regions and then sniffed your fingers?
Yes.
And did you like it?
Maybe.
And finally, how is the NASCAR fantasy group going?
My daughter finished fourth in the country yesterday.
She did. She destroyed all of us and came in fourth in the country. So that is all the questions that I think we have for this version of Ask Don. Thank you again, listeners, all three of you, for sending in questions for Ask Don. Perhaps I should have asked earlier than right before we recorded.
It really kind of ruins my Facebook browsing time when I come out and I can't look at those questions. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to look at the questions. However, I did see those dick fingers. It was pretty funny.
That's pretty good. Dick fingers.
I have an unofficial Ask Don.
Uh-oh. Unofficial Ask Don.
And actually, Jeremy, you can chime in as well.
That's good. Otherwise, this podcast would be very boring for me.
So I've started... starting a new job, and I got to return to the office. In the past few years, I've been working from home, and now I got to go back into an office.
Had my first kid, said I got to get back in the office. Ain't going to work from home no more.
That's the smartest call.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what is appropriate. First off, how many pairs of either? I guess I'll call them slacks, right? They're not, you can't
slacks.
Wear khaki. You got to wear slacks.
Well, you can wear
dress
khakis,
pants.
But it depends on
Let's say it's dress pants.
What are
slacks,
you wearing, Jake, from State Farm?
Khakis. How many do you own, and how many times a week do you clean those, or how many times do you wear them multiple times before you clean them?
All right, so I have. I mean, I can provide.
We've done
an
this
answer.
On the jeans. I know we.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Which was riveting radio, riveting.
Get it?
Broadcasting.
Jean rivet.
Boom! This show is over. God. Turn it off.
So my question is: pleated or flat front?
I'm pleated because I look like an alien wearing flat front.
See, I don't think that pleated is in. I don't think you can wear
really?
Pleated anymore. Yes. You are literally like an 80-year-old man if you wear pleated.
No
and my problem is
on,
every
no.
one of my dress pants is a pleated pant.
No wonder
you can hear the sound of everyone turning off.
I think I'm asking questions that the average man that listens to this broadcast.
I feel like you're evolving like 3 years after I have because now you're asking all of these types of questions. You have to go with a flat front. Pant, and no, you don't have to wash them after each time.
How many times?
Maybe you do, because I feel like you get things dirty. You rub your Cheetos
there's
on your
some,
pants.
There's some taint smell that happens on a hot August day.
Now, I feel like you just buy the same color pant and the same brand pant, and you just buy, like, seven of them and keep wearing them.
I do that. I do it with my sweatshirts
like,
as
but
well.
you don't like, buy, like, different colors? You just buy the same color.
What type of slack can I wear with my sweatshirt?
None.
You're trying to look like Bill Belichick.
So how many times? How many?
He's starting to look like Bill Belichick.
So how many times? You wear a mullet twice and then you get them dry cleaned?
Minimum twice, maybe three times.
I have worked in my office for 18 years and I have washed my pants four times.
I was going to say, you're asking, here's Belichick Tony right here. You're asking Jeremy over here, who's worn the same plaid shirt, I think, for
no,
the past
you'd
4
think
years.
I have 22 of these. I wear these plaid shirts all the time. But I've been wearing these pair of jeans now for about 3 weeks, and I have not washed them.
Are those jeans or corduroys?
They're jeans.
Do you own a pair of corduroys?
No.
No?
Nope.
I guess I shouldn't say that I do either.
So my other concern is that...
I have jumper corduroys.
The last time I worked in an office, there was a big... There was a big dust up about the water club.
Okay. I'm sorry?
What's the water club?
See, it's if you want to use the Keurig that was in
the
break
what?
Room. Keurig?
Keurig? The coffee maker with the little cups.
That's what I call it, right? Am I pronouncing it wrong?
I think that's probably right, but it's just wrong enough. But go ahead.
It's wrong no matter how I say it. So in order to use it.
The Keurig. I just spit all over my microphone.
In order to use it, you had to join the bottle water club. So it was like a club that got like water like delivered. And you had to join that in order to use their coffee machine.
Now, do you have to pay to join the water club, or yes. You have to get like a badge or something?
You had to join their little thing. You couldn't like bring your own water, which was what most people like. What I want to do, I'm going to bring my own bottle of water and just use that. But like, no. You had to join the water club, and you had to be approved to join the
water. What?
At that point, I'm like,
now there's a hazing initiation ritual to join the water club. We just beat you to shit with rulers, and then you can join.
I don't think I understand this. So yeah. The Deer Park water coolers.
Yes.
Right. Like exactly. The hot in the wall. Right. Like that. Yes. Like your company doesn't pay for it. So in order to have that service continued, the employees have to chip in and pay.
Yes.
For
now this
it.
Was okay. my old job.
That's fine. Yeah. Again, corporate America. #. What's wrong with this country? Yeah. Anyway. We sit here and talk about the fact that you are telling me that in order for you to use the Keurig, you cannot add your own water to the machine?
No, you had to be a part of their water club, and then you also had to be approved to be part of the water club, which was insane because I don't know what they never told you how to be approved.
I guess my
it
question
wasn't
is,
like you just said, yeah, here's
first
5
we're gonna
bucks.
Interview your neighbors, and we're going to see how you do with your water. We're going to watch you drink some water and see how that goes. We're going to interview everyone you've ever dated.
So how much money do you have to pay a month for the water?
I don't even know.
$17,000.
When they said us, when they told us in an email, because me and this other guy tried to join it, and they were like, when they said you had to be approved, we were like, well, fuck you. Fuck you and fuck your water club. We'll see what happens when you notice us using your machine. Anyway.
I guess my question becomes, let's say you go in, you have your own Keurig like little cups, and you bring in a bottle of water, and you start using the machine.
You cannot do that.
Okay.
That is off.
Who's telling you no?
Well, apparently this guy who's about 5'3" and weighs
all right,
120
so this
pounds.
Guy is telling you no. What is the repercussions? Like, is he going to go to human resources and say, hey.
He injects you with AIDS. They don't fool around
with
that
office. Took a turn.
As far as I know, there's nothing they can really do. I don't know. I don't think there's not an ethics hotline you can call about that.
Maybe somebody should call the ethics hotline about the fact that they're forcing employees to buy into a water club and won't let you use the company's coffee machine. Now, is this the company's coffee machine or is
no,
it?
No, this is just some dude's coffee machine, I'm assuming, right? Yeah, it has to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
So my company gives us no benefits, but coffee is the only thing we still.
I was going to say, Jeremy works for a company that is grossing a grand total of 13 cents a year, yet he gets free coffee.
I have never
your company
worked for
a company is making billions of dollars,
and I've never worked for the company. I've never gotten free coffee anywhere in this company ever.
I just know that.
Maybe that's why they're making money. We're blowing all of our profits on coffee.
Just know this. Anytime I get hired at a company, all of those perks that you sign up for, like that, like I work for a company, free soda, free coffee, free everything. As soon as I started there, they're like, here is your company-issued coffee mug. Please continue to bring it in. We are no longer supplying you with paper cups, and we're no longer supplying you with water and coffee. So all of those benefits go away as soon as I join the organization. Just a FYI.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, they have to make sure they bolster their legal fund, because we know how you are.
So you have to... You now are starting in a new job.
Starting the new job.
And you're back in an office.
Yes.
You're going to be wearing a pleated pant.
Yes. Is that really out?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Kilts. That's what's in right now. Kilts.
Pleated.
You see me wearing a flat front, and you're like, yeah, you know what? Go back to a pleated.
I'm not a huge flat front person myself, but pleated pant
that
you're going to wear.
That was not asked Don. No
well,
one asked.
You should ask that next time. And now you have shirts to wear? Or like, are you wearing like a button-down short-sleeve shirt with a pocket? Because that's just
not.
Garbage.
I'm doing dress shirts.
Ruffled pirate shirt.
I'm doing dress shirts. I don't think I have to, but this is new Tony. This
new
is
Tony.
New impressing everybody. Tony.
Tailored dress shirt.
New to Tony or new
hey,
to Tony?
Everybody.
New to Tony.
I'm stepping out of my usual anxiety-ridden self where I stay at home and don't do anything. I am rejoining an adult an adult league.
I'm sorry?
Yes, soccer
for what?
League.
I was going to say, for what? An Jesus. Adult league. Just of adults. We just hang out and act like adults.
Yes.
I'm rejoining my adult league.
My adult soccer league.
Jerry, pass the lotion. What? Soccer league. I'm joining a soccer league.
You've already joined it or you're going to join it?
I've actually signed up for it. We start this Friday. 5-on-5 indoor soccer co-ed. which I'm hoping means not as competitive as a bunch of dudes playing.
Tony came into my house tonight and immediately started berating my children about drills that he could start working on in order to help him be better at soccer.
I was actually asking, how old is your son?
My son's nine. Eight. I don't know how old he is. Nice. He's not my son.
I was asking your son seriously how to play soccer.
He's eight.
Because I'm concerned that I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to be like the old fat dude.
That means you get to play goalie a lot.
I don't know if I want to be the
big fat goalie. Why are you deciding to do this?
Because I am fat, Don. I'm fat and I'm sad.
So what would help me is playing a sport where everyone can point out how sat and fat I am. Sad and
I
fat.
I feel like I need
I'm not even drinking.
I need a hobby. I need a hobby that, because there's a chance that we're actually going to have more people at that game watching than we do here. Listening to our podcast.
Well, there will be more people there if no one is there. That's the most impressive part of this podcast.
So Tony has a baby.
He gets
a new job.
I started watching soccer, by the way.
He gets a new job where he has to work away from home, and now he's joining an adult soccer league. Are you planning to spend any time with this child at all?
I will see that child every night before she goes to sleep. However, I got to sit in about 3 hours of traffic to do that.
Oh, my God. Are you going to Virginia?
I am going to Vienna, Virginia.
Oh, my God.
From Crofton,
to work at Friendly's.
Oh.
Only a good nice hour, 40-minute drive.
Wow. So is that 5 days?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That doesn't sound worth it at all.
So the problem is when I played softball in the past, I had my wife join because she's sociable. And I am afraid of people. And even though it was people I knew from the CrossFit gym. And I think
I don't have CrossFit music anymore.
Oh, that's
I know.
A real shame.
I took that away. But I think I bat it 0-0-0 during the regular season.
Yes, you did.
Well, the good news
right?
is there
did
are no stats like that in soccer. And no, you didn't.
See?
So you should be good. And again, if you're goalie, then you don't have to worry that you're not even scoring any goals.
It's goalkeeper.
Hey, coach, what am I score? Did I score? Did I get ahead? What was my percentage? Tony, you're on the bench. Just stay.
Why are you so winded?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm concerned. I don't really like the old fat guy.
Now, do you know anybody else? That's
no, nobody.
That's interesting.
That was the whole question. He didn't care what you were asking. Do you know anyone else? The answer is no.
No one else. How come he didn't invite us?
Probably did. I actually block all of his texts and emails.
I mean, Mo Day lives right around the corner from you now.
Oh, I should have asked Mo Day to join.
Modé could have come and joined.
Modé
Jeremy
looks like he could play soccer.
Jeremy is always looking for a way to not spend any time with his family, so he would have definitely have joined.
Would have been a nice call,
You're
but I chose not to.
Friday nights, Don. That's why you couldn't.
I mean, I could make myself available Friday nights.
All right, then next fall we create a team. However, I will have quit.
Jeremy,
soccer
break my leg next fall.
right before well, we'll do it this fall, right before the Savage Race, too. It'll work out nicely for you.
Speaking of which, are you ready to sign up for the Savage Race?
I'm going to do it. I told you I'd do it. All September, right, I'm in 100%. And thankfully, I have brought some fat snacks that we can use to help us start training. Because I know you have to eat well. You want to make sure you're carb load. I'm here to help with that. It's been a while since we've had some fat snacks.
It has been some time.
Now, we've previously done the Lay's Pick Your Flavor, because Lay's likes to throw out crazy chip flavors, but they will not be alone. Utz is now also doing series of crazy chip flavors. I am a big fan of the Utz chips.
Better chip.
So they have a grilling selection. It's called Grilling Classics.
They have a grilling selection. It's called Grilling Selection.
And that's aptly named. So this is cheeseburger-flavored potato chips.
Okay. Mm.
Very excited.
I don't know.
Everyone likes to hear us eat and hear us open bags.
I do too.
It's everyone's favorite part of the show.
We got the microphone. Like,
now, this does smell.
Let me smell.
A little bit like A1 sauce, to be honest.
Oh, wow. That's got a good smell. May I take a chip?
Yeah, take a chip. I'm going to have one too, but I wanted to
Tony,
it's
the first time Tony's
on
a fat snack in person.
I know. It's been a long time.
All right. It smells like chips.
Yeah, it smells like potato chips. I don't know if you've ever had these before. They're little fried potato slices, and they're pretty good. So this is the cheeseburger flavor.
Oh, spot on.
No way. Tastes like ketchup or mustard.
Real good.
No.
Tastes like a cheeseburger.
It does taste like a cheeseburger. Tastes like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit of that.
So, a half meat cheeseburger. But they're so good.
They're not.
Of all the flavor
I like
chips.
Those are pretty good. Cheeseburger flavor.
And by the way.
Okay.
Big shout out for our gluten-free fans.
Oh, look at that. All Utz chips are gluten-free.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Now the next flavor in their Grillin' Classics line, grilled hot dogs. Now, I could polish
disgusting.
Off a whole package of eight hot dogs. We've talked about
they
it.
They are real good.
As a snack. Mmm. Now, those do smell a little more like barbecue chips to me. Go ahead and take a big whiff of that bag there, Don.
All right, it tastes like a crab chip.
These taste like crab chips?
It smells like crab chip.
No, I think they smell like barbecue, but maybe they do taste like crab. Let's see. I'm imagining this will taste like...
It smells like...
hog anus. Everyone's favorite section.
Oh, wow.
Where we eat potato chips.
Oh, my microphone. Look at that. Look at
that. That tastes like a hot dog.
It does taste a lot of bacon. Got a good bacon smell. I think the audience likes this.
These are good. They do. They love listening to chips.
Yep.
Hot dog flavor. Also a hit. These are much better than the Lay's pick your flavor because these are things I actually eat, not weird sriracha pork.
Nice job, Utz. You got any
and
more in
the
there?
Final flavor.
What the hell else could you be grilling?
Ah, sweet corn.
I'm
Boom.
Sorry.
Boom. Sweet corn. Terrible. That sounds like it could be gross, but it was the one that had the least number of bags of, so it must be a huge popular hit.
Who would order that? Who wants these sweet corn
What
chips?
Is sweet corn? Oh, like corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob. What is sweet corn?
All right, that's a very buttery smell.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'm going to hate
this. Pass that bag, Donnie Blue Ball.
Oh, boy. Good old Donnie BB.
All right, let me go.
It smells like corn. It does smell like corn.
If it tastes all butter, I'm probably going to throw up. I'm actually not very excited about this now.
Oh, yeah.
Not as good.
Definitely heavy on the butter.
Heavy on the butter.
I may have to skip this.
Uh-oh, you got to eat one. You got to eat one.
This is not good. I'm not going to enjoy this. Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God.
He's spitting up. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
No, I cannot stand fake butter flavor like in the movies. I will never get butter flavored popcorn.
Really?
I hate it.
I
and
load
that was,
up on the butter when I go into movies. Mm. I have so much butter.
I don't
butter.
Even get popcorn. I just get a cup of butter. No, it's disgusting. That is the worst chip I've ever eaten.
That is not a good chip. It actually doesn't taste like corn on the cob. It tastes just like the cob.
It's like a buttery cob.
Buttery cob.
There's our title for the episode.
I got it down as dick fingers. If it wasn't for dick fingers, it'd be buttery cob.
I think that's probably more family friendly.
Dick fingers, like buttery cob?
Wow. Buttery dick fingers cob. That's my nickname in high school.
I bet it was. Oh,
those are unfortunate. But the other two flavors, grilled hot dogs and cheeseburger, are excellent. So
I'm actually
a copy of these.
Find a copy?
A copy or a bag, whatever you call it. Yeah. Get things from the store. I can't talk anymore. I don't know what happened to me. Tony, I've caught whatever your disease is.
Well, you still have to do the news. And I'm actually looking very much forward to having a cheeseburger now and having the cheeseburger potato chips.
Oh, no, I want to have hot dogs. And the cheeseburger potato chips. That's how I party.
I bought a new grill, so I'm looking forward to getting that.
Oh, man. What happened to your old grill?
It is apparently when you leave it out in the rain for years and don't cover
rusts.
It up, just rust right on through. Right on through. So
nice. We
bought a new grill and invested it $30, whole $30, in a cover for the grill.
Oh, I thought you were going to say $30 for the grill. I was like, that's a terrifying grill, Don.
When is the next Donnie cookout?
Usually I get an email from you asking if we want to host a party for your birthday. So
yes.
I'm looking.
Would you like to host a party for my birthday?
In my honor.
Last year I did not have one. I didn't celebrate my 40th birthday. This year, 41, gonna celebrate.
You didn't celebrate your 40th birthday at all?
I did not. No, we had a lot of things going on at the time.
God, when I went to Disney World for my 40th birthday, it makes it look. He didn't do anything.
You know what I'm gonna do for mine?
Die.
No, that'd be unfortunate. that would be a bad way to celebrate my 40th birthday. No, I would probably do nothing because that is what I want to do.
Do nothing.
I will not.
Oh, this
even
is
go
yeah.
Out.
This is the big 40.
Yep,
for
I'll be 40
Jeremy.
In June.
Now, do you want us to throw you a birthday party?
I do. Yes, I absolutely do.
Who do you want us to invite of your friends that don't like any of us that will come for 5 minutes and then and then leave?
That is a tough one.
Katie,
not
maybe.
Many. I don't really know about any. I don't really have.
We had a party one year that she didn't even show up.
Yeah, she was very busy not coming to Tony's party.
Yeah.
Your wife wouldn't show up to your party.
I know. So, I don't know. We do that. We'll have to invite Moday. We'll have to invite a few other folks.
Well, guys, I'm sure everyone is super excited about us planning Tony's birthday party. But I'd like to end this podcast with a regular segment we do every week. Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right. Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we take two news stories, take all the facts out of everyone's already talked about, put new facts in, making these stories new and exciting, and bring them to you in bite-sized chunks so you can tell them to work tomorrow and look a little bit smarter at your new office job.
I think that the people that are listening to the show that would like an invite to Tony's birthday party
well,
should... send us a
note. I'm going to be honest, we're down to enough listeners. They could all come to Tony's party, and we'd still have plenty of food.
We could do a live show.
Man, for our 6 listeners, I can't wait.
Get some speakers set up outside, like a stage of some sort with like some like those spotlights.
This will be fun. We'll get a band. This is good times.
Do you know anybody that has a band?
I don't.
We can get Quiet Riot.
But
right?
I know someone whose house is infested with possums.
I'm sorry?
Infested with possums.
Can you grill a possum?
You can, but that's not what this story is about. This is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster.
Home of the Amish.
Home of the Amish. And apparently home of a lot of possums. A man in a row home, unnamed.
Hey, do you know, we should just keep talking over the news while he's doing it. Do you know who likes podcasts? The Amish.
They're huge fans of podcasts.
You know,
we have the most
radio host podcast listeners. John Muma is from Lancaster.
Lancaster.
And this story may be about Lancaster. Him. Lancaster.
Lancaster.
So a man in Lancaster.
Come on, speed it up.
Was trying to get rid of the possums that have invaded his yard and
Jeremy's
his house.
Like the Buzz Burbank.
I'm Jeremy P. with your news.
This is why I said I don't want to do the news anymore, gentlemen. I said I was done with the news, and everyone said, no, we have to keep the news.
By the way, this is just an excuse to get you to keep talking while we're eating these potato chips.
I know. These potato chips are really good. Anyway, he decided to get rid of these possums by lighting a bunch of leaves on fire in his backyard, covering them with gasoline. That fire then spread to his house because it's made of wood and ruined the house and other houses around him, causing thousands of dollars in damage and displacing him and his neighbors. But the possums have left, so it was successful.
Hey, that's a success.
Oh, man.
My favorite part of that news story is the very last line is, and I don't know why they would include this, officials say the man also had problems with bees. Again, I don't know why they would include it, but it did make me laugh, and that's why I shared it.
Wow.
A lot of these news stories are just for me, really.
Those were actually my favorite news stories.
The ones that are just for me. Well, this next news story hits a little close to home as well. Oftentimes, people steal things from their family. Sometimes it's your brother who steals a bunch of your baseball cards when he has a sleepover, and all his friends take them and sell them later, and you don't realize you've lost your Ken Griffey Jr. rookie baseball card, but you did, and you can't get it back. This story has nothing to do with that.
Was it the Upper Deck?
Oh, no, it was Tops.
I have an
Upper Deck you got from a friend.
No. I do have a Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card.
Yeah, I do not anymore. But that does not matter. He broke open.
Don is big into Upper Deckers.
A sealed. Donnie Blue Balls loves the Upper Deckers. So this story, not about that at all, but this is about stealing from your family. A man has been acquitted of all charges for stealing his mom's soup.
I'm sorry?
2015, a man was arrested. John Carlos Ray in New Mexico, arrested by the police because he broke into his mother's house and stole some soup. Now, the reason they know it was him is because he called his mom right before someone broke into the house and said, Mom, I really want some soup. And she said, no. Woke up in the morning, garage door broken open, and half the soup was gone.
Wow.
Half the soup.
What kind of soup is she making?
But they decided that they were not going to press charges. They are not going to charge him with anything. But how good could that soup possibly be?
And then your mom's going to turn you in because you stole her soup.
Over soup.
What
of all
if it
the
was
things.
Really good soup?
What if it was amazing good soup?
Oodles and noodles.
Yeah, it's some ramen, but instead of the regular flavoring, she
how
makes her own.
How many days
flavor
a year,
packets.
Don, are you like, I just wish I had some soup right now?
Oh, man.
I got maybe 2 days.
Never.
Year.
Do you count chili as soup? Because if so, I like chili a lot. I would eat chili every day.
I don't count chili.
I don't count chili as soup. If I'm sick, I like soup.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I do like clam chowder or crab soup.
If it's a real cold day, I'll take some soup.
A real cold day?
Has to be cold. Has to be frigid.
I see Tony with like a big sweater turtleneck up to his ear, like, and he's not eating.
He's
the
got
soup
those oyster crackers.
And he's not eating the soup in a bowl. He's drinking it out of a cup or something like that, or like a thermos.
Did you
and
guys?
He's just staring out.
Big,
he's staring out the window, and there's frost and snow outside, and he's just like,
Were you guys big Cup of Noodles fans?
No,
I was.
I ate a whole lot of the ramen stuff because I was poor.
Yeah,
but I didn't like it. It's just that's what you could afford.
Oh, yeah, I like the cup of noodles, but I prefer just the like the square.
I just like the cup.
I like the. I like
I
just
the noodles out. Just
the
eat
rectangular
the
noodle container, and I would just eat the noodles raw.
Raw ramen?
Yeah, I eat it for lunch every day.
Disgusting.
Really?
I remember when I first moved out.
Don, you eat terrible food.
I know.
When I first moved out on my own, I bought like a bunch of ramen noodles because I was like, oh, this is so cheap. And I never ate it, and I was like.
And they're still good right now because that stuff never ages.
I'd eat them right now.
Just out of the package.
Beef. beef soup. It was terrible.
So we've learned that Tony has, when he first moved out, took a weightlifting equipment out of his out of his parents' shed. He never used that, and also bought a bunch of ramen that he also never ate.
Well, that was not when he first moved out. That was several moves later with the weightlifting equipment.
Okay. You like the cheeseburger ones. Very nice.
The cheeseburger, not bad.
Yeah.
Well, let's finish up this amazing show. It's a Cracker Jack. We're on target. All of our topics are well organized. I have no Cracker Jacks, but I do have one final story, and this one goes out to our man, Tony, who starts a new office job. Many office jobs are very stressful, and that's why a lot of offices put in things where you can, you know, workout room to relieve some stress, or there's like the rooms where you can break chairs in school sometimes. But actually, it turns out the best way to relieve some stress at work is masturbate.
There I was, Mark, with my pleated pants, and I took them all. And I said, I tell you what, I don't look good in no flat front of pants, just the pleated ones. You can see my entire wiener.
Wiener. Mark Sargent, psychology lecturer at Nottingham Trent University.
Mark Sargent?
Mark Sargent.
Sergeant Mark Sargent.
Says that, you know what, actually, it would be very relaxing and it would help relieve tension and stress. It'd be very, very, very effective if you could. And it was echoed by a life coach, which is always who I like to get my tips from, Dr. Cliff Arnold, who both agree that taking a masturbation break for boredom or an escape would increase your focus afterwards.
Not true.
I thought it was Dr. Peter North was recommending masturbation.
No, not Dr. Peter North.
Strains and strains.
Now, the only reason I even brought this up is that it says, according to this, that at the end of 2015, per a Time Out New York survey, 39% of male readers admit they masturbate in their office. So
oh,
not even masturbate
up.
At work, masturbate in their office.
And do people even have offices anymore, or they have cubes? And
I have
people
an office.
Do you masturbate in it?
Of course.
Did you take the survey more than once?
I took the survey 39 times.
I had a friend. I have a friend now. It says he used to masturbate in his office. Not in his office, but like in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird, right?
That's a little weird.
He was like super religious. So
shut
like,
up.
You can't be that religious. It was Muma or former co-host.
You know what? I believe that. Muma probably did do that. I believe it.
I'm like, how can you be talking about homosexuals are going to hell?
Well, as long
you're
as they're
jacking off in your work bathroom.
There's
now, do you think it's like a group bathroom? Like, we have several stalls. I think he's just in there jerking it in a stall? Or is it like a single bathroom?
Awkwardly, there's no bathroom. It's just all stalls. Just all urinals. He's just masturbating right
in front of
the
urinal. Why not? That's a way to clean it up.
Oh, my God.
I was more impressed that 39% of people do that. That's impressive.
That's way too many. I don't trust that number.
So none of us are going to admit we masturbate at work, huh?
No.
I've never done it at work.
Never done. Where's your preferred choice?
Clearly on his couch watching Morning Joe. We've already talked about it. There's a whole episode about it. He has a whole routine.
By the way, the music this year is being picked by Tony. Yeah.
No, it's great. I like this year's music. They're solid themes, solid endings. It's whatever he's listening to in the car before he gets here is what he wants to hear.
He comes in like ready and loaded. He's like, go ahead and pull this one up. And I'm like, what? Like, I got to. I'm on This Is Now version 14.
I'm picking a hit.
It's better than Kids Bop.
It's snow.
Well, I remember all his other songs. They were all so good.
How many? How much money do you want to give me to eat one of those sweet corn potato chips?
I'm not going to eat them. That made me sick inside. Sad inside. Just crushingly depressed. That's what those chips did to me.
Hats off to us.
Hats off us.
I never had to ask to do my eight tips of success.
You can't even say it.
Quiz, I know.
We want to save it for next time?
We'll save it for next time.
Oh, man, there's a teaser for you. Next time, 8 Habits of Successful Something or Other. Tony did not get to read the rest of it out.
Yeah, didn't
read it. We also will probably have some dad hacks, maybe. Maybe a visit from our governor who lives in the sewer.
He's investigating crime.
He really likes being on the show, Jeremy.
Okay, well, I think maybe this is the last episode of Radio for Winners, guys. I think this has been fun. I've enjoyed it for our short reunion. And it's been a pleasure.
I think that if you left, we could get him to be the third host.
You are 100% asking me to leave this show, and I get it.
By the way, all the things that we just told and teased them about next night, we will not
None
do a single one of those things.
No, next show's going to be about what kind of ties Tony should buy for a solid half an hour.
All right, see you guys. See you next week. Do you think Tony picked this song because there was masturbating going on in the bathroom? Because he's the informer? Intelligent, yes, she just calling Ari. If a way me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's no me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a stomach, I the boom shackle. Tell me never lay a damn fat in a one can board box. You say that I'm a stomach, I'm a region at the top, so informer. 3, 2, 1, go. Contact and follow Radio for Winners on all your favorite social media sites. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Radio for Winners. If you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail at rfwshow@gmail.com. Informer, you know, say daddy me, snow me, I'll go blam. I lick boom boom down. Detective Mon said, daddy me, snow me, stab someone down the lane. I licky boom boom down.